teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites durood 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire, Allahu Akbar, and will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, welcome to this beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss various aspects of Islamic teachings. As we discussed in the previous episode, the significance of seeking knowledge, inshallah, today we'll be discussing the significance of Salah. Salah is the pillar of Islam. Salah protects us from evil. Salah is the key to paradise. Salah is the coolness of the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we seek Allah's help through Salah. Salah protects us from diseases. Salah is the source of blessing in sustenance. Salah averts the torment of hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran with regards to the importance of Salah.
الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, undoubtedly the prayer is a fixed time obligation on Muslims and it is fard on its time. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has stated there are five salahs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed on his servant. If anyone offers them, Allah Azza wa Jal guarantees that he will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. If anyone does not offer them, Allah does not take any responsibility for such a person. He may either punish him or admit him in paradise. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his mercy. In another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the salah is the pillar of Islam. Whoever abandons it demolishes the deen. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has very beautifully described the beauty of five times salah, and he says to his companions, if one of you had a river running by your door and you had bath in it five times a day, would there be any dirt left on you? They replied, Ya Rasulullah, there will not be a single speck of dirt. And then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, same is the case of five times salah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away all the sins through its blessings. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. These are some of the blessings of performing our five times salah regularly, on time, and inshallah strive to perform our salah with jama'ah. Wherever in the glorious Quran and Hadith, performing of Salah is mentioned, it implies that the Salah should be performed with all the fard and wajib acts. For men, one of the wajib acts is to perform Salah with Jama'ah. The abundance of rewards and the glad tidings have been mentioned in the blessed Hadith for those who perform Salah with congregation. Let's listen to some of the blessed a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that the salah with jama'ah is 27 times greater than a salah performed alone. Allahu Akbar. This is the greatness of performing salah with congregation among the benefits achieved by the person who performs his salah in congregation. Those benefits, they have been mentioned as follows. Firstly, for every step he takes, his status and degree increases and one sin is forgiven from his account. Secondly, the angels make special dua for him. Thirdly, merely for waiting for the salah to commence, he is rewarded as a person actually performing his salah, Allahu Akbar, and he achieves the reward of having the intention to perform the salah in congregation. Subhanallah, these are some of the madani pearls, alhamdulillah, with regards to the virtues of performing salah in congregation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also develop the habit of performing 5 times salah in masjid with congregation. You must have noticed that the handicapped and elderly people, even they, although they are not well, they are not in the perfect condition to come and walk all the way to the masjid for salah, but they make their efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts to come and pray salah in masjid with congregation. So what excuse do we have? And alhamdulillah, we should be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us limbs. He has given us eyes, ears. We are not handicapped. We are not leg broken. We do not have disability. Let us inshallah make firm intention that we will inshallah go and perform our salah in masjid with congregation. And if we look at the pious predecessors, how they guarded their 5 times salah and how what importance they had placed upon their salah, Allahu Akbar, it is something for us to take a lesson from, to take ibrat from. And it is mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates this incident, and he says, yeah, there was a Muslim revert and he belonged to the Roman ethnicity. It wasn't common to find a Roman Muslim at that point in time. And he asked him, please tell me the reason behind your acceptance of Islam or how you came to embrace Islam, Allahu Akbar. It is a beautiful story. And that person, he then relates his story and he said, that once upon a time our city was attacked by the Muslim army and it was a fierce battle. The battle lasted for a long time, and during that battle some of our soldiers were captured by the Muslim army and some of the Muslim soldiers were captured by us, and I was given the responsibility to keep 10 of the Muslim soldiers with me in my house. And I had captured them and I had chained them and I had placed guards on duty to overlook them and to watch them. And this guard, I've heard a complaint that this guard lets one of the prisoners out at a particular time during the day and night. And when I heard this complaint, I wanted to see it for myself. And then I really found the guard guilty of doing so. I asked the guard, what is the matter? Why do you release him at certain times? This one particular prisoner, why do you release him at a certain time? He says that he actually offers me 1 dinar for each time that I release him. And I release him only to pray his salah and then he comes back and tie him up. Now, this Roman revert was astonished to hear that only to perform salah, he, Muslim prisoner, he was giving him 1 dinar for each time that he would pray salah. He says he wanted to see it for himself. So the next day, he dressed up like the guard and stood up on duty. And when it was time for Zohr salah, that prisoner, that Muslim prisoner, he indicated towards him and he said that he needed to offer his salah. But now the owner, disguised as the guard, He says to him, no, this time I would not let you go and perform your salah unless and until you give me 2 dinars instead of 1. And the Muslim prisoner, he agreed. He said, okay. And after he prayed his salah, he would hit his hand on the sand and take out 2 dinars and give it to him. He was surprised to see this miracle of this Muslim soldier, Allahu Akbar. And then the time of Asr approached. And this time as well, the Muslim prisoner, he wanted to go and pray his salah, his Asr salah. But this time, the guard told him, no, this time I would not let you go unless you give me 5 dinars at least. So the Muslim prisoner, he agreed to it, and he hit his hand on the sand and took out 5 dinars and gave it to him. Now when the time of Maghrib approached, again, he wanted to go and pray his Maghrib. And then the guard said, this time I demand 10 dinars from you. And the Muslim prisoners agreed to it. And then after he offered his salah, he hit his hand on the sand and he took out 10 dinars and gave the guard. When it was time for Isha salah, the man, the guard, he then demanded 20 dinars and then he would let him pray his salah, to which the Muslim prisoner agreed and he gave him the 20 dinars. Allahu Akbar, this is the miracle, one of the miracles of being steadfast on our salah and being in love with our Creator, and for the sake of His love and for the sake of the love of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who says that the salah is coolness of my eyes. Allahu Akbar. This is the result and the miracle when we are punctual in our salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully states in the Holy Quran,
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
Seek help from sabr, from patience and salah. Allahu Akbar. These are the virtues and miracles of performing our salah and guarding our salah. After seeing this miracle of this a Muslim prisoner, the guard is astonished. And then the Muslim prisoner, he tells him that even if you had asked me for more, my Allah, my Rabb, my Lord is Al-Ghani and Al-Kareem. Allahu Akbar, what a response. My Lord, my Allah is Al-Ghani, He is the richest, and Al-Kareem, and He is the most generous. Subhanallah. There is no lack in His treasures. And he says, and He is certainly not a miser. Allahu Akbar. These are the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever He wishes, He grants abundantly. And especially to those who adhere to His worship and to His ibadah and perform our daily salah on time with all its faraid and wajibat. And then, when this miracle was observed by this revert, and by that time he was in the guise of a guard, he goes home and it keeps playing in his mind. And the greatness and respect of that Muslim prisoner, it is instilled in his heart now through salah. And he thinks to himself that now that I have seen the greatness of Islam and I have seen the greatness of this great Muslim man, this soldier who is now a prisoner, he keeps the firm intention and invites him the next day. He invites him to his place and then he tells him that I now set you free and you are free to either live here and I will provide you with accommodation to live here in this city, or you have the choice to go back to your city. And the Muslim prisoner, he said to him that I would like to go back to my city. Thereafter, he gives him the provision for the journey and he gives him a transport. And he also gives him some of his servants to accompany him on the journey. Allahu Akbar. And then it was the journey of 5 days. It would take 5 days from that place where he was imprisoned to go back to his city, and then back from the city to the place where he was imprisoned. So it was, all in all, it was the journey of 10 days back and forth. 5 days to go and 5 days to come back. The soldiers, they set off on the journey with him, and they returned upon the sixth day. While it was the journey of 10 days, they returned on the sixth day. Now, this person, the revered Muslim, had given them the instruction to take a written confirmation when they go and leave him safely in his city, and take a written confirmation that they had performed their duty and they had left him in the city safely, and then come back. So he asked them, the journey was of 10 days. Why are you back so early? This is only the sixth day. And they produced the paper, the confirmation, the letter of confirmation that they had certainly performed their duty and dropped him off in the city where he was supposed to go. Now, after confirming the letter, he asked, then why is it that the 10 days journey only took you 6 days? And then they opened the secret to him. They said to him, when we left this place to go to that city, it took us less than a day. That 5 days journey took us only less than a day, and we didn't even feel tired. Allahu Akbar. This was another miracle of this Muslim soldier. But when we came back, it certainly took us 5 days to come back. Allahu Akbar. When he heard this miracle, Allahu Akbar, this person, he embraces Islam and read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessings and the barakat and the virtues of reading and adhering to our five times salah. Allah Almighty states,
وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى.
And when they stand up for prayer, they do it unwillingly. Inshallah, let us not become like the people who had hypocrisy and who will be in the lowest level of hell. We are the believers, we are the lovers of Sunnah. We are the lovers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the true ashiq of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it should reflect in our actions. Regarding this blessed ayah, it has been mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that not offering salah, or only offering salah in the presence of people, whereas not offering salah in privacy, or offering salah with humility of heart and body in the presence of people, and on the other hand, offering salah hastily in privacy, or getting into different thoughts during our salah, not making any efforts to offer salah with full concentration, etc. These are all the signs of laziness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and protect us from this negligence. Nowadays in our society, merely due to laziness, everyday salahs are being missed, whereas the same laziness immediately turns to briskness for committing sins. When we want to commit sins, when we want to go clubbing, when we want to go to cinemas, we are so enthusiastic. And at the same time, when it comes to offering our salah, the same enthusiasm dies down. Why is it so? We need to change our attitude towards our salah. If we protect our salah, inshallah, our salah will protect us as well. There are some people, if they miss one or few salahs, they do not deliberately offer salahs for weeks, but rather for months. If any Islamic brother making his individual effort persuades them to offer salah, they respond, inshallah, I will start offering salah from next Friday, or I will start offering salah regularly from the month of Ramadan. Thus, they are acknowledging openly that without any shame or hesitation, they will continue to miss their salah until the next Friday or until the month of Ramadan approaches. Allahu Akbar. What kind of attitude is this? This is not the attitude of a true believer, a true Muslim. Unfortunately, all these are the disasters of having no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no yearning for worship. Otherwise, one who is overpowered by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and has yearning for worship, offers salah regularly at all costs and refrains from disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, missing salah deliberately is a sin and an act leading to hell. Let us take this pledge that from now on, we will try our level best to perform our salah with jama'ah every day, 5 times a day, inshallah. And with this pledge that I strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.